me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional, and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough
10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and good evening. Happy February 17th. My goodness, this month is certainly moving along quickly. Tonight I have a very special guest, somebody that I have admired from afar for at least 3 years from his website. His name is Joni Sendcrick, and we're going to be talking tonight about karma. Karma is the key designed by the divine for our soul growth and is based on natural laws of cause and effect. There are very specific consequences for the actions, thoughts, and feelings of overall energy we emanate from within ourselves every day. Everything that goes around comes around is a frame saying that perfectly describes the law of karma. If we can learn that everything we experience on this planet is a part of Earth school, then we can appreciate the law of karma as our soul inner curriculum advisor, our checkmate. Our trials, tribulations, sicknesses, and depressions or reflection of unexpressed and unresolved issues from the past of this lifetime as well as previous lifetimes. Rather than gripe about how tough our life is and our karmic role, we should embrace these experiences and see it as an opportunity to develop some much-needed soul qualities to add to our inner soul character, which is what we take with us the day after death. Everything we live in this lifetime, as well as our actions and responses, sets up the days and lessons of our coming next life. Karma is a neutral force. Most of us do not realize that fact. Like an absolutely unbiased judge, it isn't swept away by begging for mercy, plea bargaining, threats, or denial. It is simply a metaphysical dynamic, carrying on the laws of the universe, dictating ultimate accountability for all that we create. That's from my book, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, and that's in book one, part of my lessons. Good evening, Jody. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you coming. Oh, I'm thrilled you're on the air. We wanted to do part one, introducing the concept of consciousness as infinite, with the key word being infinite. And what infinite means, can you help me with that?
Yeah, it's, first of all, I want to just thank you for the little intro there, what you had in your book. I'm going to add some different concepts to it.
Oh, great.
Looking at it from a different perspective as well. You're right. A lot of times people think karma is punishment, and it's not. Mm-hmm. It is void of judgment, but it sure does feel like it sometimes. And and there's a lot about karma that's not understood, and I'm hoping that tonight we can really get into a little bit, or shine a little bit more light on it.
Oh, I'd like to.
But the foundation of all this that I want to present is, like you said, the concept of infinite consciousness, mm-hmm. and we have a kind of understanding of God, and I want to present a facet to that God consciousness, the trait of infiniteness. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't usually think of that. Infinite meaning everything that exists, not just spiritual realm, but the physical realm, all dimensions, all levels of consciousness, everything that exists inside infinite consciousness of God.
Right. And that would be this solar system as well as this universe and any other universes.
Exactly. All universes.
It's
all
huge.
Planes of existence.
Yes.
We think of it as huge. Yeah, and a good metaphor could be an infinite ocean with everything existing inside this infinite ocean. We think of, we're familiar with the Earth's ocean and everything that exists inside that. But if we take it even further, the infinite consciousness of God, that ocean there includes every plane of existence, every experience. In essence, basically, we're living, breathing, eating, sleeping inside the consciousness of God.
I am a bubble. Make me the sea.
Exactly. And with this infinite ocean, everything that exists is a part of that ocean. And as a result, everything in that ocean is connected to everything else inside this ocean.
Correct.
And so there is the belief and the statements that we hear that God is one and we are all one, we're all connected, can be understood in this way.
Yeah, we're all swimming together. But you know what else is interesting, Jody, that I want to bring up is that our ancestors and our timeline is a part of that infinite as well.
Exactly.
And sometimes we are working on a lot of subconscious desires and focuses that our ancestors brought forth, which is why we really should learn more about our past in that sense.
Yes, all time is equally infinite.
Mm-hmm.
All experiences exist inside this infinite consciousness.
So,
and therefore, that we're connected to everything in the past, we're connected to everything in the future, because, again, it's all one. It's all an infinite consciousness of God.
Now, you know, sometimes when strangers meet, I call it a divine setup. So supposing two people meet each other and feel like they've known each other forever and they can't explain it, and you keep reaching forward and you can't really touch but you knew you were together before somewhere, somehow. Mm-hmm. How is that connected? What are the mechanics of this? And how are we all one? Is that a part of it?
It is. It's part of the concept of time being infinite as well, that all time being one and all time being now and everything. Hold on just a second. I've got.
But in our perspective, Jody.
Okay, go ahead.
In our perspective, we do have time elements, and the time elements make us feel that we're walking forward. We're not standing still. It's hard to feel that everything is on top of me, and I'm in this instant whatever. I like mm-hmm. to feel that I am going towards it. I am peeling the onion, or I am taking thing in stages. You can't rush it.
Exactly.
I'm talking about life and the emotions of life. The emotions, of course, is what run us.
Because of where we are in our evolutionary state, human consciousness, mm-hmm. Because of where we are in this growth path that we're in, it helps us to have more structure to that which we're trying to understand.
Correct.
And so it helps us to use the concept of time, the passage of time, the past, present, future, in order to help understand and have a context which to basically evolve our own consciousness.
Otherwise,
so it does help us
to
take this in. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would be overwhelming and we would get paralyzed. For us to really grow and go forward, I think it's very wise for us to see maybe an experience that we had and ask us how we brought it to ourselves and try to understand how we're connected to other people and their feelings and what really happened here. Mm-hmm. Am I trying to say it right?
I would put it this way, that okay. It's kind of like like going from first grade to second grade, second grade to third grade. We learn as we go along. We cannot mm-hmm. jump from first grade to 12th grade or first grade to graduate school or anything like that. We take in that which we can acclimate and assimilate. And with that, we are on this infinite evolutionary path, and we have eternity to learn all this stuff and eternity to grow. And
people have said to me so many times, Jody, well, you can't take it with you. And you know what, Jody? The one thing that we do take is our character. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that. I think it is so important. And if we could just begin to tap the edge of what that means, maybe we could stop some addictions and maybe we could help with pain and disease. What do you think?
Well, I agree, except for one thing. I think we do take it with us. We may not necessarily take the outer trappings, but... as Edgar Cayce said, we are the sum total of all that we've experienced and learned so far.
And that's how you want to develop character, or maybe there's
another word. Oh, absolutely.
And yeah, that's what I was saying. And tell us how we can erase karma or live through the karma so that we've earned it and are done with that subject and we move on to the next subject.
Well, to do that, I need to go back a little bit and talk a little bit about how karma is connected to, or how we are connected to everything inside that infinite ocean.
Okay.
And one of the concept here, one of the difficult things that can sometimes be understood is how can we be connected to infinity, and how can infinity be connected to us? And how can we, for example, how can we be connected to something on the other side of the universe? And how could that other side of the universe be connected to us? And there's so many examples of that I'd want to share right now. One small one being the fact that when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, he was one person taking one step, mm-hmm. but his step impacted everybody on this planet.
Right.
In the same way, on a negative side, the 19 hijackers that attacked on 9/11, they impacted every human being on this planet. At the same time, both of those examples impacted this galaxy.
Oh, true.
And the universe itself.
Because
in a number of different ways. One way being that we were, in essence, showing that this is who we are as a race of beings to all other life in the galaxy. We reached for the stars through Neil Armstrong's effort, and we are destructive and
warriors.
Warriors. It's in the same way.
But can I bring it down a little bit more narrow? Sure. There's a lady called Amrita Nandamayi. I've told you about her, the hugging saint. And when she was coming to this country, 60 people gathered in California. And she sat with us and she told us, "You've known me since the time of the Lord. And every one of you were handpicked to be here tonight because of all your past lives." That blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
And that impacted what she's giving. She is full of charities, doing medical research, setting up colleges for free. She does wonderful work. But it was the beginning of her growth of charities, which has impacted the world. On a smaller level, which will probably interest our audience, when somebody is in one state and somebody's in another state, and they get connected somehow, whether they meet at a meeting or whether they talk on the phone, there's a feeling of connection, and sometimes there can be soul recognition. Can you talk about those things as well?
Well, there's more to us than the part of us that is inside this physical body. There are seven chakras inside this physical body, but there's more. We have more chakras that are outside of us.
We have 14. I wrote the book.
The spirit is way beyond the physical body's capability to house the spirit. So the connections we're making outside the realm of three-dimensional world is happening just as much. Meanwhile, we're also going through lifetimes like a dolphin jumping out of water and riding the waves in and out of water, in and out of water, in and out of water in this process of evolving and growing in this plane at the same time that we're moving to help lift spirits and consciousnesses out of the trap of thinking that this is only a physical existence. Getting on to the truth of why we're even here on this planet.
But when a person goes through something like being with Amma or being with a person that they don't even know why they care about and love, I think that that's a great lesson, and I think it could bring them attention to improving their character.
Yes, absolutely. In essence, really, if we take a look at it from a lifetime-to-lifetime pattern, we're going to see what's inside our heart is going to travel, go with us and stay with us. But, the beliefs we might have, those things that are in our minds are going to get sloughed off, and we will have a chance to pick up new beliefs in the next one. But in our heart, what we learn, the whether it's forgiveness or kindness or compassion, patience, all of these qualities will stay with us. Now,
That builds character. I just wanted to add that in. That does build our character. It gives us
builds character. It gives us a foundation, a stronger foundation. It helps us to grow in the capacity for understanding what's going on in this universe, in the spiritual world. That in essence is the foundation and the growth that we take from lifetime to lifetime. It doesn't mean that we're going to have that to draw upon in every life, but because we can also cycle into a negative life as well, but because it's part of us already, we won't fully lose it But we will come back into like I said, we'll come back into our awareness as time continues on.
Now, it is said, people talk to me, no one can escape their karma, no matter how hard you try. There are certain people, events, and circumstances that we cannot walk away from. We're stuck with them, especially the karma of our primary family. And I think our primary family is the most important karma we have on the life on the planet.
What I tell people is that the experiences we create for others and ourselves are the experiences that we will go through. If we create an experience, whether it's positive or negative, whether it's slapping somebody's face or kissing them on the cheek, we're creating that for ourselves as well. It literally is a boomerang. It's not a second event. It's not two different rubber bands. It's a single boomerang that we throw out and it returns to us. It's like being in a swimming pool where we make a splash and that wave that we create in that swimming pool goes all around and returns to us as well. It's the same wave. It's the same boomerang. What the creations we make for the experiences we create for others are the experiences that we will go through. If we don't heal it or raise the vibration before it arrives.
Right. Now, I want to go back to this infinite because I'm big on meditation, Jody, and I try to help people begin a meditation practice so they can learn about the energies that are within them. And you have here discussing something on one side of the infinite and how it affects something on the other side of the infinite. And I find that can be really shown to a person during meditation. Do you think so?
Yes. Meditation is probably one of the best experiences we can go through to connect to the universal, the infinite consciousness of God. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be able to conceptualize or take in the entire infinite consciousness. We're here in a three-dimensional world, and we still have three-dimensional minds. We take that three-dimensional mind into meditation and we can expand beyond the three dimensions, but we're not going to be able to yet at our level take in the full infinite consciousness. It's simply
no, that
too
would
great.
Burn I us mean, up. It would burn,
that would
us,
burn
up, Jody.
Us up.
We really
Absolutely.
Can't. We are made, I don't know, you hear the imperfection, we're made imperfection of God, but we certainly can strive to be as clear and conscious-free as possible and raise our belief system and raise our consciousness and improve our character. We certainly can. For example, if you're born in a pirate's life, like the Australians were supposed to be pirates, and you're in a lifetime where you have the opportunity of mismanaging money or stealing or whatever, and you choose not to do it because of a new belief system, does that not help with dissolving karma?
When we connect in any way to the higher consciousness, the higher vibrations, we are, in effect, bringing that vibration into this world, into the planet we're in, and into our personal life. And in those moments, it's like taking a high-tuning fork and touching a low-tuning fork. The higher-tuning fork raises the vibration of that lower-tuning fork. When the karmic energy is destined to manifest at a certain vibration, and what I call a DNA, just as a metaphor, whatever can impact that from a higher vibration will raise that experience and start dissolving that karmic manifestation of the karmic energy, rather.
So if you've been in a life that's been very abusive and you really haven't learned how to love, but love comes along and you may get it in a group or you may get it through another person or you may get it on your job, and you're learning how to react differently than you were taught, isn't that working through your karma?
It is. It's. But we need to take it a little bit further.
Okay.
We need to bring in the vibration of the higher vibration, which is prayer, meditation,
yes.
And practicing St. Francis's prayer. It's all in the Bible. It's called the fruits of the Spirit. Loving kindness, patience, forgiveness, mercy, all of these things are fulfilled with the presence of God inside of us.
Right.
In essence, Jesus said, none of these things I can do without the Father. I can do nothing of myself. And that includes love. And that includes being kind. And so when we are, through our willingness, are kind or forgiving or patient or compassionate, we're connecting to that God love consciousness. We're
God center.
That love vibration. Exactly.
Yeah. And when we choose, supposing we're in a fight or a litigation or something that we feel might be life or death, you know how that goes. Sure. And we choose to settle it in a way that's the best of all concerned. That's also soul growth.
Exactly.
That is really difficult. Can you give us some
very
wonderful things about healing and dissolving and resolving karma?
Well, this is kind of it. The Course in Miracles tells us, you know, all we have to do is be willing and the Holy Spirit will do all the rest. Mm-hmm. And that includes forgiveness and kindness and compassion and all these. All we have to do is decide whether or not we're willing to forgive, because if we're not willing to forgive or be kind or love, then there's no way we're going to be able to.
That's true. And so even if we sit around and hate ourselves, I think that gives negative karma.
Exactly.
You have to resolve that. You have to resolve, I'm an adult now. I may have had a tough childhood, but now I'm an adult. I have an opportunity to love and to serve, and I choose that. And you just need a mustard seed. The mustard seed, right, Jody?
Exactly. And when we're willing to do that, and we take that movement inside ourselves through our willingness to do that, we are in effect impacting the infinite consciousness. We're impacting that infinite ocean that we are a part of, and we're creating the pattern within that ocean whereby others are able to then follow in the footsteps and do the same thing, learning how to, in other words, forgiving ourselves sincerely and truly helps others to learn how to do that as well. It strengthens the pattern in consciousness whereby others are able to forgive themselves as well.
Right. And I think that's so important. Yes, it does. And I think it's just so important. We can say, well, I forgive him, but I'm not going to like it. And that's only going to give you more karma. And that's not your truth. That's just words. You have to feel it in the heart. This is what I like to say, an open heart, an open mind, just being kind, and peace begins.
And a while ago when you said how difficult it was, it is absolutely difficult.
It is.
But it always starts with whether or not we're willing to do it.
Right.
And it touches on some of the deepest wounds we have in us, some of the deepest pain we have inside of us, but also some of the deepest strengths that are inside of us. Because when we're willing to, when we reach inside there, we're connecting to God consciousness.
Right.
And with that comes the strength to be able to accomplish this.
You know, one of the most exciting things that I find in my teachings, Jody, is that somebody will say, well, how can I accomplish something that I've never done before? And I said, sit down, meditate, and see that you've already accomplished it. You've already accomplished it. And as you do that, as you see that you've already accomplished it in your mind, you're going to start to send an energy out like a radio signal and bring in the people that you're supposed to meet that will help you get there. That's karma.
Absolutely. And Jesus said it himself, with God, all things are possible. And in that, basically, if we can think it, we can do it.
That's right.
Regardless of what it is, if we can think it, we can do it, because we are connected to that infinite ocean. that infinite ocean is connected to us. The strength of that infinite ocean is inside of us. And that ability to then pursue whatever challenge.
Maybe I'm going to give you an example. Now you're making me excited. Back when I worked in aviation, which was my field, I was riding home from lunch with a pilot who told me he had trouble with his car. And it was making a knocking noise and kind of was swerving and he didn't know what was wrong. And he asked me if I could tell him. Well, I don't know anything about cars. I said, what do I know about cars? He said, just try. So I did. I put my hand on the car and I talked to the car and I felt myself go inside the engine. Mm-hmm. And then I was inside a little compartment. There were three things on each side going up and down, and the middle one on the left was broken. So I described it to him, and he said, oh, my God, I need a valve job. So he took it to the mechanic, and the mechanic said, you need a valve job. The one on the left in the middle is broken.
Interesting. I had a friend of mine share a little experience I had. She asked me to help her find a new car. Well, I'm in Texas, and she's in Washington.
Right, you're in Austin.
And so she would go check out a car, and then I'd tell her what I see psychically. And one time I was telling her about this, and I told her, I feel there's something sticky here, right here on the seat. And she confirmed it when she looked at the seat, and so it pretty much convinced her that I was actually being accurate.
It does take that to be accurate. People, yeah. You have to do the prediction in order to be accurate. And if you miss it, of course, you're in a lot of trouble. But I think that it's wonderful that a person even tries to see. And usually what you do say has some value. You may not hit it on the head every time, but it has some value. This is wonderful. I love your website, Jody. Please give out your website address.
It's apsychicsview.com, psychics with S.
Psychicsview.com. And do you have a phone number that people could call you at?
Well, what I do instead is post my email address on my blog site.
Good.
On my website, and they can contact me through that.
Some people don't have computers, so I thought you might have a phone. You're not comfortable with that. That's okay. We are going to take a break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. We're going to take our break, and then we will be back with Jody after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of February 18th through February 24th, 2019. This week brings practical vibes and a sign shift that brings in some significant changes. Monday is a bit mixed, but not in a bad way. The sun makes a gentle harmony with friendly Uranus to support sharing with friends, groups, and organizations. At the same time, Love and Money Venus is aligning with Sirius Saturn early on the USA President's holiday. This is probably a better business combination than personal, but it does support down-to-earth conversations. On Monday evening, the sun moves into watery and dreamy sign of Pisces, so expect your emotions to be up on your sleeve for the next 30 days. Your intuition is strong, but don't allow your emotions to run the show. The moon in Leo opens hearts and creative pursuits. As Venus merges with Saturn and Pluto, you'll be looking realistically at your finances and thinking about how the practical elements of life can affect a relationship. Commitment may also be on your mind, as well as your income tax return. Your intuitive and creative energies are accentuated with the big, bright, super full moon on Tuesday, February 19th at 0 degrees Virgo. This is the second full moon at 0 degrees for 2019 and is a reminder that things have gone full circle and you could be starting all over again. Expect to work on multiple levels or between the worlds now. Virgo is analytical and wants to cleanse and organize your life. It opposes Pisces, which is a psychic sign, and wants to go beyond the veils of this material world to experience something higher and more meaningful.
Stay aware, because this full moon carries a mysterious earthy energy filled with deep emotional undercurrents that can change your status quo and derail your life if you don't understand or accept that this is a time of endings and bringing matters to their natural conclusion. Communications planet Mercury is aligned with dreamy Neptune in Pisces, as well as a sextile from Saturn that can produce imaginative and productive ideas, especially if you're a writer or a filmmaker. This energy helps you open your imagination and intuition. However, you must know the difference between higher vibrations and fantasy thinking. Sometimes that's tricky. Adding to this practical vibe, the super full moon in Virgo on Tuesday will trigger your need to get ahead in your career or at least establish some goals. Remember, it comes in at 0 degrees, which is rare and signals new beginnings. At the same time, there is a close alignment in down-to-earth Capricorn between love and values Venus and the sacrifice for the short-term for long-term benefits of Saturn, and burn your bridges behind you, Pluto. By combining these three energies, part of you wants to fly off to the cosmos and part of you wants to tend to your material world. Rather than feeling so split apart, allow these different energies to support both your practical life as well as your spiritual life. This is also a supermoon, so emotions will be bright and flying high. Since the energy only lasts a few days, take a deep breath and be sure to stay out of the deep end of the pool of life. Friday, February 22nd is a bit complicated, so it would be great if you could run a light schedule or even take the day off. The part of you that wants to get things done challenges the part of you that wants to escape to some great adventure as Mercury squares Jupiter. Then, Venus aligns with Pluto by evening, which is not the best time to force your opinion on relationships. However, delving into deeper and more valuable levels in your close relationships is supported. Just know when to stop. Saturday morning is good for sleeping in from all the tense emotions of the week, along with running quick errands and having short conversations. A Scorpio moon on Sunday is good for privacy and focused research. Your attention will turn inward this weekend as the moon in Scorpio illuminates your past. Meditate as much as you can for clarity. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blending according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people
move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
My good friend Annabella Wood singing I've Got God. She wrote that song after she had a breakthrough spiritually, and it was the first song she wrote. She's written many other beautiful songs. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I have a very special, wonderful guest on tonight. His name is Joni Senkrick, and Jody is here talking to us about karma. And Jody, I'd like to ask you about the karma of March, because astrologically, March is going to be a very difficult month. I do see heavy weather, and I do see possible market movement on the stock market, as well as political uprisings. What do you think, Jody?
Yeah, I see a lot of the political parts of it as well. Basically, it's going to get really serious real fast in March in Washington, D.C. There's going to be a lot more in-depth information coming out. And it's going to get, like I said, the only way I can phrase it is it's going to get real serious real fast.
With the weather.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I do see Mr. Trump possibly resigning for him and his family to go back to New York.
I can see a possibility of that, but I'm not seeing that yet in March.
I'm not seeing that happening in the beginning of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Some consideration there. I do see I do see the possibility of him being removed and Mike Pence finishing up.
I see him now, stepping aside to save himself and making a deal with Pence so that he won't go to jail. That's what I see.
That's possible. Yeah, I'm seeing some, but I can also see a small chance that he'll stay in office. So Mike Pence may be like acting president or something along those lines.
Oh, that's right. Because I figured it might be ill. It will be interesting. So let's go on to weather.
Just one last thing I wanted to mention.
Sure.
With regards to this was that a friend of mine was kind of distraught when Donald Trump won, and so right away, I did a reading for her with regards to the political scene. And one of the things I saw was specifically the information said it's happening exactly as it's supposed to happen.
Absolutely, it always is.
Yeah. And I reminded her that even Jesus said to Pontius Pilate, you know, you have this position of authority because God gave it to you.
Right.
And it is then your challenge of what to do with it. And so he didn't say that's not in the Bible, but that's the next step.
But you know what I think, Jody? I think no matter what has happened, we have learned whether we've been lied to or told the truth, and things have come out that never would have otherwise, and that's a blessing.
That's true, and I think that's part of the process we're going through at the end of this age of man.
Yeah, process
is cleaning out the closet.
Don't forget, we got to get back to that "I forgive you if you forgive me" type thing.
As I always tell everybody, the experiences we create for somebody else, whether it's forgiveness or love or kindness or slapping them in the face, are the exact same experiences we're creating for ourselves.
I know. It's the law of karma is exact.
Yes.
I see lots of snow and another 0 degrees time for the East Coast and through the Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah, the East Coast, I see for the next, for the next 10 years, they're going to really have some really tough winters. The lower states, I see being back and forth a little bit.
The southern states. Austin? I think Texas is doing better than the rest of the place. I mean, you look at Oklahoma and Nebraska, and they get very, very cold in the winter and very, very, very hot in the summer. What about Texas?
Texas is going to experience a lot more extreme temperatures.
Hot.
Yes, hot and cold both.
Oh.
An example of of it was this past winter when we got that Arctic air coming straight down into Texas, and so Texas, I'm seeing a lot more extreme. We're going to have some drought time.
I saw this summer being very hot, and I saw all of the farm fields being burned up and no food growing.
I see that for the Midwest as well.
I see it, well, from the East Coast down to the Midwest over to the end of that. So anyway, Colorado
is that as well.
Really hot. It could even get to 120. That's hot.
One of the things I saw when I was looking at California and their fires was that the heat level is quite literally going to start including the Rocky Mountains and then go even further eastward into the Midwest. And so
and they're going to get mudslides. The mudslides comes from the heat, right, Jody?
Yes.
The mudslides comes from the heat.
And the results of the extremes that they're going to get. Mm-hmm. Flooding and heat, and it's just gonna continue like this for decades yet until.
Well, yeah, we're bringing those three rivers together: the Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio rivers are coming together, and we will have water from the Great Lakes down to New Orleans.
Yeah, Edgar Casey talked about that as well. I'm seeing that happening slower and in different ways than what he predicted, but it's
happening.
You know, yeah. I can see it. If it doesn't happen naturally, I can see it happening via man-made efforts.
And I see more flooding in Asia, as well as Indonesia probably having a tsunami, but real flooding in Asia. That's where my son lives, in China.
Yeah, Asia, of course, India always. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing another several bad storms happening, one headed for the Philippines this next season. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to get hit another. They've been hit so many times in the past few years.
Philippines and Puerto Rico on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the stock market and finances.
Well, I have been telling people to be alert, to watch for problems with the stock market, and to consider moving their funds. Investments over into a little bit safer.
I've been saying investment. That too, but I do think that after we finish with August, that we're going to be going downhill after August.
Now there are stocks that I can see as continuing to be, you know, steady,
productive.
And that's mainly the, well, productive, but it depends on your, how you feel about it as to whether or not you want to invest on it. And that's basically, I'll go ahead and say this out loud, ExxonMobil. You know, I think they're going to, they're strong, and I think they're going to continue to be, stay steady.
Technology and the chip, which of course none of us have to take the chip, but that type of technology is really growing because we're at war with that. The spirit is at war with technology, which is trying to take over spirit.
Yeah, it's a return in some ways to levels that were available in Atlantis.
In Atlantis, right.
And what I tell people is that if they think that technology is going to save the world, then they're not remembering the bad stuff that happened in Atlantis.
Well, the minute that we go on to cyber money with no cash, we have lost our freedom. We have lost our freedom. So that's going to be interesting to watch as well.
Yeah.
Jody, it's been wonderful having you with us. I'd like you to return maybe at the end of March or early April so we can follow up on our predictions.
And again, drop me a line when you're ready, and we'll figure something out.
Would you please give your website and how you can be reached?
Yes, apsychicsview.com, or if you want to do a search, just type in apsychics /view, and
it'll bring you up.
Or my name. You can Google on my name, and you'll you know, I think I'm the only Jody Sankrick in the United States, so you'll find me.
Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your invitation.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you all for listening to our show on karma. I really enjoyed giving it all out to you. And I want to say that next week we're going to have Frank St. James. And don't worry, listeners, he will be answering your questions next week, the 24th of February. Frank will be on and we will be giving readings. Now we're going to get ready for our meditation. And we begin with a song by William Vitalis called Everywhere. And then we have a karma and releasing karma meditation. And we finish with Richard Shulman and Transformation. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening and good night.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are everywhere. Of your time, unless I spread my arms wide, how will I know your heart is with mine, unless I feel you so deep inside? Oh, who makes my voice and the ocean to swell? Who turns the seasons into stories to tell? Who climbs the light ladders in
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this meditation is called Clearing Your Karma. Do you cringe with embarrassment over something that happened 2 years ago? Perhaps 50 years ago? Can you feel the pain of a relationship that ended badly last month or 20 years ago? These old pains, anchors, and fears and self-judgment interfere with your daily life as you unconsciously react to current situations based on a buried memory from your past. How does the process work? As a baby in the womb, you are connected to your mother and to your soul by cords that nourish and sustain you. They are your connection to the world in which you live while you're in the womb. When you are thrust out of that warmth and safety into a weird, bright light and become cold and feel pain, from the slap to the start of your breathing, you send out cords of energy that the doctor, nurses, parents, and anyone around might help you. You cry for help. You don't understand the pain. For the rest of your life,
When you need answers or responses to deep feelings, you send out cords so all people, places, and things connected to that event. These cords stay connected even after death, and these deep feelings continue to have an impact on you. There's a wonderful book that explains this. It's called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. You might want to read that. The people in your life send cords to you for the same reasons, which stay connected until they are cleared out. By the time you are an adult, you look like a ball of twine energetically, or perhaps a ball of knitting wool. These old feelings program your response to life in the present, and you wonder why you keep facing the same fears over and over and over again. What can you do about this now? How can you clear yourself? Let's begin by using this meditation as one of your gifts for disentanglement. This is a powerful method to clear conditionings and painful feelings that run below the level of our consciousness. There are gazillions of light beings around the earth and in the universe that are present and want to be of help to you. All you have to do is ask. Just bow your head and ask. It's recommended that you lie down on a comfortable surface with your hands at your sides, or you can sit in the straight back chair as long as your spine is straight. This time, let's put your palms down and don't allow any distractions or interruptions. Then say, I am asking the amber light beings and light beings who can work with the amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts and pain, as well as their causes. I ask these angels to come and untangle my root causes the moment of charge. That would be the first time I ever experienced the pain. Then close your eyes and look at the light behind your eyes. Look at the light patterns, look at the colors, and don't think, don't try, just relax, relax, relax. If you find yourself thinking, gently bring your attention back to the light pattern behind your eyelids. Do this exercise for as long as you feel the need or until you fall asleep. Take a deep breath, relax. Take a deep breath, relax. Take a deep breath, relax. This can be done as often as you like, or as often as you can find the time to do it. It is an excellent exercise for undoing karma, helping with your emotional releases, as well as your body temperature, vibration, and heart patterns. It's only an exercise of undoing a roll of yarn. You don't have to remember the pain. You don't have to see the pain. You just close your eyes, call on the light beings of gold light or amber light, and ask them to come in and undo the knots, untie the knots, so that you can free yourself of these old, outworn, and outdated patterns. That way, a healing occurs, and you have left a void, and the void that is left will attract to you energy and energetic beings in a higher vibration. That's natural law. The gold amber light beings will remove the cord from whoever you are corded to, whether they're alive or dead. They will clear it, and they will give you back the energy. And they also will send the energy that they uncorded to whoever sent it, so that the other being, the being who corded you, can start their healing process as well. It's called untie the knots or unhook the tethering. Take a deep breath. allow yourself to work on at least one or two experiences or people that have caused this, that you have interacted with, and where you have felt pain. Untie the knots. Let go of the tethers so that you can be clear and move forward into the new you and the new dimension. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now, as you come out of your meditation and you're quiet and you're refreshed and clear, make a list of every person in your life that makes you feel uncomfortable. And say this statement: I am asking to be disentangled from the discomfort and pain of, and say the name of whoever the person is. And then do each person and do each name one process at a time. And you may have to devote several days to this, or maybe a week or two. Take your time. Don't try to do everybody at once. And remember that you only can do one at a time. Do each name until you feel clear. If you do this every day for the rest of your life, you actually can add at least 20 more years to your lifespan, if not more. These are good years. These will be happy years, and these will be balanced years where you can know who you are, know what you are, and know how you serve. I am asking all gold amber light beings and light beings who can work with the golden amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts, pain, and their causes. I am asking to be disentangled from discomfort and pain from whoever that person is until you feel clear of the energies that are hooked to you and tethered to you from that person. At the same time, the light beings will return the energy back to the person for their healing and processing, and you will be clear. Clear and free of that pattern. Now remember, as you take a deep breath, release the breath, to give yourself time to feel the healing within you. Once the untethering has occurred, what you need to do is to feel gratitude for the experience, praise yourself for the willingness and desire to release the pain, and know that you are fresh, clean, and cleared, as if you had stood under a waterfall and all fear, pain, and tears were washed away. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that this has occurred, and it's even more of a miracle that you have chosen it and desired it. Now allow yourself to relax as we flow into the energies of Richard Schulman and his music. Blessings to all of you.